Brayhead Clan winning 7-4 against Dundee Stars here at Brayhead Arena. With me is the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, 7-4, good spread of goals throughout the team, good performance?
Yeah, I thought we did what we had to do tonight, you know, got off to a good lead and they clawed it back, but there's no panic in this team. There hasn't been panic all year, depending on if we're down or up a couple goals. It's one thing, it's the best team I've ever coached as far as you know, our in-game management and the way we go about our business, depending, you know, despite score lines and whatnot, there's a lot of character and self-belief on that bench. So, yeah, I thought we were able to wear them down and got some opportune time goals and we were able to kind of kick on from there. That 5-2 goal was huge for Brooksie with a second left. That kind of took a lot of wind out of their sails, took it away from a two-shot game, and that was huge.
Best possible start as well, those two goals in the opening minutes, Matt Keith and Thomas Nesbitt. Couldn't have asked for a better start.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, you always want to have a good start in your home rink and get the crowd out of their seats, and we were able to do that, and Dundee clawed it back. Dundee's a good team, though. You know, we said Dundee's not a good Scottish team. They're a very good hockey team. They're very well coached, and they're very well balanced, and they're not easy to score goals against, and they got some dynamic scoring. So they're a team that we have a lot of respect for, but we wanted to get inside tonight. We wanted to get to rebounds and test their goalie, and I thought we did a good job of that tonight.
Brooks and Meyer getting two goals each. They've been a bit hot and cold in terms of the scoring. That'll do them the world a good one in terms of confidence and certainly going into the game tomorrow in Manchester.
Yeah, I mean, our scoring's pretty spread this year, you know, and you want your big guns to start scoring. Mizey's now starting to pick up some, you know, he's on the score sheet now most nights, and that's good. It's good for his confidence, good for his line, and Brooksy, you know, Brooksy is a guy that we brought in with a ton of experience, and we rely on him to carry a lot of offensive load, and he's scoring some big goals for us, and you know, he had a couple of really nice ones today, and you know, we need that to continue. We need him to be consistent with that, and we put him in areas to do so. So it's good. Tonight was a good night, scoring 7 goals. We haven't been scoring a lot of goals lately, so scoring goals, scoring 7 is a good thing.
And if my information's correct, the team have now moved into 4th in the table. How big a result was this for the conference? It was a big points difference between both teams tonight, although Clan have a few games in hand.
Yeah, obviously the conference is what it is. I think we played 6 less games, so it's a little ridiculous to talk about where you are when you got a 12-point spread left on the table. But more importantly, we're looking at better league standards. First time we cracked that top four. We jumped in that top four, and games in hand and whatnot, we can, well, you know, hopefully with a good win, maybe climb up a little further tomorrow, depending on regulation wins and whatnot. But at the same time, it's just this year it's so crazy with the way everybody's so tight that, you know, it's pointless looking at the standings every other day, and it's not like years past. You know, everybody's beating everybody, and it's going to go down to the wire. But we just got to find that consistency. We got to find that consistency. We got to get 4-point weekends, and we set ourselves up here, and it can be a tough game tomorrow.
Speaking of that game tomorrow, Manchester have won it 5 tonight. They've won by 6-4. It's going to be a tough enough task as it is, but is it tougher, that confidence they'll have got from that win tonight?
Well, we've seen them once. You know, we spotted them a 4-0 lead, I think, last time we were in Manch.
Yeah,
but,
so you did.
You know, we like the small rinks. Typically, it's the same as Cardiff. We like playing in Cardiff, and you know, it's going to be a battle. They're offensive. They'll be coming on a high after the big win tonight. And you know, we got to go in there. We got to be a disciplined game plan. We got to, you know, they got a good power play. I know they're a little short on bodies here, so we got to make sure that we're defensively we're tight. We're not giving up any odd man rushes, and you know, we get out of that first period even or better and set ourselves up for the next 40.
Thanks so much, Ryan.
Cheers.